This is KUT. Trauma is something that will happen to many of us at some point in our lives, and some of us will get post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. It's not unique to military veterans. It affects 8 million adults a year. Recent research at UT Austin shows how running could make PTSD treatment more efficient and tolerable for patients. KUT's Terrence Henry tells us how.
To learn how running can potentially help treat PTSD, it helps to better understand PTSD and anxiety itself. Let's start with a pretty common fear and see if there's a way to conquer it. Spiders.
I have a terrible fear of spiders. Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
It's not irrational.
Remember this movie, Arachnophobia? It was an early 90s thrill-omedy, starring Jeff Daniels as a small-town doctor fighting an army of deadly tarantulas.
There may be some spiders around here that are very dangerous.
Dad, chill out.
Just run.
I think it was supposed to be funny, but mostly I remember being freaked out. And as I learned on a visit to the office of psychologist Mark Powers, some of that fear still lingers.
Over there, there's a spider in there that's a little hard to see. He's about this big.
So a big spider about the size of a baseball?
Yes, about the size of a baseball.
Powers is an associate professor in the Institute for Mental Health Research at UT Austin. He specializes in researching and treating anxiety and PTSD. His message? It can be treated through something called prolonged exposure therapy.
The research studies show it's about 85% effective across all the different anxiety disorders.
And the percentage of disorders cured when the therapy is completed can be even higher.
In my private practice, I have not seen someone not get better. I've had people quit. It's very difficult. It's like exercise, so people drop out. But kind of like exercise and diet, if you do it, you'll lose the weight. How much are you willing to work?
So let's take this therapy ourselves and lose a little anxiety weight. Let's learn to love spiders.
Let's start gradually. I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm not going to surprise you. And let's have you start with a distance.
Powers walks over to a glass cage with some rocks and a small dome. I don't see anything inside it yet.
And the way we do this with patients is we tell them everything we're doing. And so you're in control. So remember I said the therapy needs to be systematic, deliberate, repeated, and prolonged. The deliberate part means you do it, not me.
That means that nothing is going to happen unless I say I'm okay with it.
So when would you like me to take him out?
Wow, so that's a very large, fuzzy spider.
Sure. So he's a rosehair tarantula and he's got fur all over him. They're actually called articulating hairs.
At this point in the therapy, I started to have some questions.
Does he bite?
He can bite. So one thing we tell people is that all spiders bite and all spiders are poisonous.
Technically, he means that all spiders are venomous. But for some reason, I had thought this spider, his name is Benji, by the way, would be the friendly, venom-free kind.
So he is not tame. He's the same as any other spider in the world. He'll react just like any other spider in the world. But kind of like our brains, he's very predictable.
In this case, predictable means that as long as I don't make any sudden moves from the front and gently touch the spider from the back, I'll most likely be fine.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay, so I'll have him start coming up the side of the cage. I just do this until he gets onto my hand. He actually likes taking walks.
Powers makes a little hand-to-hand treadmill, slowly moving one in front of the other as Benji walks forward. Throughout this whole process, Powers is asking me to give him a rating on a scale of 1 to 100 of how much anxiety I have. Before the spider was out of the cage, I was about a 50, right in the middle. But as he gently moves Benji across his hands...
All right, so what's your rating now?
I think I'm probably at a 20 or 30 now.
Okay, great. So the next step would be you put your hand out on the table, kind of like this. That's exactly right. I have him, just like the treadmill, go over your hand. What do you predict your rating would be?
So just walk across my hand. I'd probably be a 40 or 50.
Okay, and let me know when you want him to go.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, great.
Benji the spider is now getting a mid-morning workout.
He's walking across my hand.
There he goes.
Can hardly feel it touch my hand.
Yeah, he's super light. Okay, and what was your rating doing that?
Actually wasn't that bad. So maybe a 20.
Okay. And do you want him to do it again?
Sure.
Great.
And after about a minute of walking, it's time for the next level of overcoming what turned out to be, at least in my case, a small fear of big spiders. I let Benji crawl up my arm.
Great.
Still moving up the arm. Is it my wrist? I got you. Give him a little push from behind.
There you go. Come on, Benji. All right. Nice. Great job.
Powers recaps what just happened with me and Benji the rose hair tarantula.
So you're afraid of him biting you. How many times did he walk across your hand today?
I think 3 or 4.
3 or 4. And how many times did he bite you?
0.
Right. So far. And so that's what we do with people every time is we ask them, what is it you're afraid of happening? Do the exposure and then ask, did it happen? To draw attention to what is learned. Because again, it's a learning process.
This isn't to oversimplify or diminish the very real pain, anxiety, and debilitation that can be part of acute anxieties or post-traumatic stress disorder. But Power says this same process, slowly exposing yourself to your anxieties, traumas, or fears in a controlled way, means that eventually you can get used to anything. And Power's new research shows there's something that could potentially make this already effective therapy even more successful: running. He did a recent study that had 2 sets of patients undergo PTSD treatment. One group ran for a 30 minutes before every treatment session. The other didn't.
Both groups ended well, but the exercise group ended lower on their scores of PTSD.
Powers says they want to do more research with a larger group, but the early results are encouraging. He found that running and exercise can naturally increase a protein found in the brain that helps us give context to what's happening around us. For instance, a loud bang that meant a roadside bomb in Iraq might just be a firecracker here in Austin.
Who are you now that that happened? You're probably not going to be the same. People won't understand your experience. And through talking about it and getting used to the idea, people eventually get so they control the memory. The memory doesn't control them.
As Power says, this kind of treatment can be a powerful antidote to trauma that many of us will at some point face. It can help us make sense out of the senseless. Terrence Henry, KT News.